Welcome to the January 2015 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. Wanna fool around with a calendar again? Calendar reform is an intriguing thought, but... So here's the story. Finally, the new year has arrived, and a new calendar has begun. Yes, we all know January has 31 days. However, I'm not sure about some of the other months, like June, for instance. Does it have 31 days? I can't remember. Which brings us to calendar reform. There are those who favor simplifying our calendar by making a year consist of 13 months, each being exactly 28 days long. The extra month might be called Sol, S-O-L, well, after our sun, and would fall between June and July, thus giving those of us in the Northern Hemisphere an extra month of summer. That'd be nice. Among the advantages of this system, which could be called the International Fixed Calendar, is the fact that we wouldn't need a new calendar every year. Of course, that'd be bad news for calendar makers, like us, for instance. Every month would begin on a Sunday and end on a Saturday, and every date would fall on the same day of the week every year. But, of course, this so-called fixed calendar has only 364 days. So, reformers suggest the extra day would be stuck between December 28th and January 1, and would be designated a world holiday, identified with no month or day of the week. That's sort of fun. In leap years, there would be a second world holiday between, say, June 28th and Sol 1. One of the disadvantages of this fixed calendar is that 13 months can't be easily divided into quarters for business purposes. This has led to a counterproposal that would have the calendar made up of four 91-day quarters, each consisting of a 31-day month followed by two 30-day months. Once again, however, that all adds up to only 364 days, again, so one extra day would be set aside for, well, whatever. Well, people have been fooling around with calendars since before Moses. We doubt if anything will ever change. However, not this year anyway. So, Happy New Year, everyone.